For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves. Several businesses are in talks with Walnut Ridge officials about possibly building in the town. This only a month after U.S. Senator John Bozeman announced that U.S. Highway 67-167 now has a future I-57 designation. Mayor Charles Snapp says the city council and other officials are in discussions about placing the city's infrastructure in areas where new businesses could be built by the interstate.
Anytime you have an interstate designation that comes to your town, you have a marketing advantage, whether it's industrial for transportation or whether it's from a retail commercial standpoint. It provides us huge opportunities. In fact, we already have had conversations with businesses that are interested in coming to town partially because of this designation.
And Snap tells what is making his town attractive to some potentially future employers.
One of the reasons that they wanted to locate here and we're working with them, they said people in Paragould can now be to Walnut Ridge quicker than they can be to Jonesboro, but people from Newport, Searcy, that area can also be in Walnut Ridge as quick as they can be to Jonesboro anywhere else. The interstate designation itself is going to help us with the location of facilities like truck stops and hopefully a motel in the near future.
He says the city council and other officials are looking at making infrastructure available in key areas of town.
We have places that do not have water and sewer suitable for commercial use that are going to be in that area of the 412-57 intersection. We also have a landowner or two that are a little bit stubborn about wanting to sell their land. So we have to make plans to get that water and sewer more accessible to where the businesses can attach to it and attach to our infrastructure.
And he says this is happening at a time where Walnut Ridge has been experiencing near-record growth.
Our growth has been phenomenal the last couple of years with the industries that have come into the area and the jobs we have available. And we're already having issues with available housing. Walnut Ridge's unemployment in April was 3.1%. If I had 100 apartments or 100 spec houses available for people to move into, they'd be filled within a month. That's the size, job operations, and availability we have.
And Snap says that Lawrence County officials are working together to see which resources are available to help in future growth, such as contracting services or land purchases for commercial use. Future I-57 signs will be placed along the highway this summer. By the way, Snap did not specify which businesses were in talks with Walnut Ridge. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves.